Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 77 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today's podcast will continue our discussion on Principles of Lasting Success Part 5. Principles of Lasting Success Part 5. So, we've already talked about a few good principles across the remaining, the first four podcasts in this series. We talked about how righteousness, you know, discipline, we've talked about the principle of consistency, we've talked about the principle of steadiness and staying power, the principle of persistence, the principle of good habits, the principle of avoiding bad habits, the principle of who you surround yourself with, both good people or just avoiding bad people. So the next principle we're going to go into today is avoiding extremes. Avoiding extremes. This is something that's really important in having lasting success, just avoiding extremes. Avoiding extremes. Just being a person that is given to moderation can help you tremendously in life. I've seen so many people, they've lost out on so many important things relating to their destinies because they just went in the extreme direction, right? Really, like the only thing that you can get too much of is the only thing that, oh, you should keep wanting more, is a closer relationship with God. But other than that, you want to try to moderate everything, right? Regardless of how great something is, I'm telling you, if you're not moderating that thing is going to cause problems for you. Regardless of how good it is, too much of anything most times is not a good thing, right? And the thing is, when you go to extremes, that's how you get into trouble. But if you're moderate, you're self-controlled, then you avoid a lot of trouble. Even there's a part of the Bible that says, you know, a wise person, you know, avoids extremes, right? Seek that moderation, right? Like if you're watching TV, moderate how much TV you watch. You don't have to watch like 12 hours in one go. If you're eating something, just be moderate with how much you eat, right? Like just don't overdo things. Do things in a measured fashion. Tell yourself, you know, I'm going to do what is appropriate and give the appropriate amount of time to it. Don't keep doing and doing and doing and doing. Right? Because again, extremes of anything, right? Too much food will cause constipation. If you notice, when you eat just the right amount of food, your belly many times doesn't have problems afterwards. But when you eat way too much food than you're, you know, just much more food than you're supposed to eat, that's how you begin to get into trouble. And then compounding is the next principle. Right? What is compounding? Compounding is pretty much just, if you think about it, right? So say for example, we see if you invest like $500 and let it, you know, let's say it's earning 10% a year. At the end of the year, that 10% is, you've made an extra $50. Okay, that $500 becomes $550. And then let's say on that $550, you then make 10% the next year. You've made a $55 on top of it. So your $550 becomes $605, right? And then that $605, 10%. If you notice, the money pot keeps growing because you're taking advantage of the process of compounding. Compounding is one of the greatest tools in all of finance, where basically something really small, you know, can grow into something really big and powerful when you give time to that thing, where you just allow that thing to mature over time, right? So compounding is something you can take advantage of in many areas of your life, right? Especially in practicing good habits, in being consistent in doing the right thing. Over time, those good habits you've been practicing, you may see only like very little changes every day. But in 5 years, you'll be like, wow, my life has changed. In 10 years, you'll be like, wow, my life has changed, right? Like, for example, just from reading the Bible more often than not over the last, I would say, few years has changed my life tremendously, right? Or just going to church, it's a good habit. Going to church, really paying attention in church, it's a good habit. But over time, that good habit has compounded significantly for my benefit. Like I see the difference in my life. Or even serving in church. Serving in church. Again, I remember 3 years ago roughly and now, and I can see the change from just being more consistent with service in church. Or say, for example, a person is like, okay, I'm going to cut sugar and salt and carbs out of my diet. Just give it time. Give it a few months. Give it a few years. You'll start seeing those benefits, right? Or think about it, even if you're losing, you're like, okay, you know what? I have this goal. I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a year. Very achievable goal. And let's say you're 50 pounds overweight. In 5 years, you'll be at your ideal weight. So take advantage of compounding. Take advantage of compounding. That's why many times it's not good to go in extremes, because when you go on extremes, you have these big wins, big losses, and then you notice that after everything is averaged out, you either don't make any progress at all, or whatever progress you make ends up being very little, or you actually end up being worse than where you started. Just take advantage of compounding, right? You can take advantage of compounding by practicing good habits in the present. So choose good habits in the present and practice them consistently for the future. That is just the truth, right? Again, if you practice something over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, the results will show forth down the line. You're basically taking advantage of the law of sowing and reaping. When you sow, the fruits that comes from that seed is usually a lot more than what was sown. So I'm going to encourage you today, take advantage of compounding by applying good habits to your life and applying them every day. Even if they are just little changes you are making in your life, but those little changes will bring forth great result as time goes on. Now, one of the wisest decisions you can take in your life is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ has made a big difference in my life. It doesn't matter what your background is. As long as you release yourself to God, God is willing to clean up your past, make you great in the present, and create a bright future for you. So if you want to take that next step towards salvation today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you were nailed to the cross. You shed your blood. You died. You were buried. You rose again to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to today's podcast. Give them the grace, O Lord, to avoid extremes. Give them the grace to demonstrate moderation and temperance in all things. Give them the grace to take advantage of compounding by practicing good habits daily. Father, increase the results, the fruits, the harvest of those good habits practiced consistently for the glory and honor of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. I applaud you. I will encourage you. Find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. You know, the New International Version, the New Living Translation. I'll say probably especially the New Living Translation. Very easy to understand. A good place to study is the book of John, but you can start anywhere. But a good place to study is the book of John. It will tell you about the love of God. Read the Bible. Do what it says. Apply those habits to your daily life. And you'll take advantage of the effects of compounding. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say church. I said Bible-believing church. There are many churches that have lost their way. Many churches that preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many great churches all over the world. Find a godly church. Join them. Seek communion with other believers. Seek fellowship with other believers. Do God's will every day. Obey His commands. And your life will be transformed for the better. Thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you in episode 78. Thank you and God bless you.